Professor Andrew Kaplan, the head of the physics department at Powers University, is testifying as a rebuttal witness.
In my opinion, Mrs. Wallace's injury could not have happened in the way described by Mr. Wallace.
And why not?
Because, taking into consideration, the road was level and the car was going at 20 miles per hour when it hit the telephone pole, it is mathematically impossible for a 16-pound bowling ball to be propelled from the rear to the front seat.
Well, how fast would the car have had to have been going to do what Mr. Wallace said that it did?
Oh, between 105 and 110 miles per hour.
You're a witness.
Now, Professor Kaplan, have you ever seen those TV commercials where they take a new car and smash it into a brick wall?
Oh, yes, that's to test the calculations of their engineers regarding safety factors.
Because even though a mathematical calculation may look good on paper, it might not prove out to be practical.
Yes, that sometimes happens.
And tell the court, please, all about the exhaustive experiments and tests that you did to prove your calculations.
I didn't conduct any. There is no need to do experiments to prove a physical theory that's been accepted for 300 years.